Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hi, dear. Jim, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, why? What's wrong?
How did you know something was wrong?
I could tell from the tone in your voice. Not only that, but I could tell something's wrong in the new house.
Well, I don't know if it's wrong or not, but it certainly seems to me that it's wrong.
Well, let me get my coat and hat off before I hear the bad news. Maybe I should even have dinner first, huh?
Well, I don't know that it's anything that's drastically wrong. I mean, I suppose that they can, you know, fix it if they are wrong,
yeah,
but I didn't...
All right. Okay, now. Let's have it. What is it?
Well, you weren't here by 6 o'clock, so I said Bobby and got into bed. Betsy's over at Mary Lou's tonight, and I thought, well, I'll just go into the house and prowl around and see what was done today, you know.
Yeah?
Well, I don't know what they have done with the lights.
You mean there aren't any?
Aren't any. They have put in the most complicated system of light switches I've ever seen in my life. In our front hall, they've put in a panel of switches. Well, it looks like something for a stage set. I mean, you'd think we were going to put on a musical comedy in the front hall.
Well, what do you mean?
Switch after switch after switch. Not just one for the front hall. There's one for the living room, one for the dining room, one for the kitchen top light, one for the kitchen side light, one for the upstairs, one for the upstairs master bedroom, one for the...
Whoa, now wait a minute, will you? Wait.
And there's one that turns all the downstairs lights on and off, one that turns all the upstairs lights on and off. Then there's one that turns all the outside lights on and off. That includes the downstairs and the upstairs, including the garage here,
What are
too.
You talking about? I don't remember anything like that in the plan.
And I fiddled around so much that apparently I turned off the garage lights here, which also turned off the oven, so that when I got back into the garage here, the lights were off, the stove was off, and we're having an oven dinner, which isn't done as a result. And I had to trace back into the house, flick switches again, until I found the right one. I felt like I was lighting Tristan and Isolde at Bayreuth or something.
Well, I'll go take a look at it.
And the fluorescent lights that we have in the dining room and the built-in cupboards, you know?
Yeah?
Well, they sound like a swarm of bees, dear. Why, we couldn't eat dinner with that racket going on. We couldn't even hear each other talk.
Well, what's the matter with that gibble, anyhow? I thought he was getting reliable people to do these things.
I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me.
Now, wait a minute. You say dinner isn't ready?
No.
Let's go and take a look at him. Show me what you mean. Boy, I tell you, if it isn't one thing, it's another. I never knew anything like it. You think the least they could do would be to get the light switches right?
To millions of people abroad, the United States is a land of mystery. Many think of us only as a nation of industrialists. Others have the notion that everyone in America is a millionaire, a cowboy, or a gangster. Some folks in this country have some equally cloudy impressions of people in nations overseas. Recent international cultural exchange programs have gone a long way toward promoting greater understanding and mutual appreciation between the people of America and the people in other countries. But much has yet to be done in the field. In the meantime, every individual here over the age of 16 can serve as an ambassador of international goodwill by corresponding regularly with someone abroad who has similar interests. People all over the world want to know more about us. Help promote better understanding between the peoples of the world. Drop a line giving your age and interests to Letters Abroad, 45 East 65th Street, New York 21, enclosing a self-addressed stamped envelope, and Letters Abroad will select a suitable correspondent for you.
Don't yell at me.
Well, look at that thing in our front hall.
Well, that's what I was saying. They put it in today.
Well, it looks like the dashboard of a jet plane. What are all those things?
Well, this is a double row of switches, none of which is labeled. I suppose we have to get labels printed, and then they slide in these little places, maybe. I don't know.
Well, we wouldn't get labels printed. We don't want it to look like the front hall of an apartment house.
Well, I don't know. There are some little pencil marks here. I can't read. DR. It's a dying room, huh?
Well, I suppose so. Try it.
Yeah. No, they are. What else would that be?
Well, I don't know. What went on?
Oh, there's a light coming from upstairs somewhere. Run up and look.
Oh, there's no room upstairs. It would be labeled DR.
Well, the light went on upstairs. Go see what it is.
Oh, all right. Pete's sake. Honestly, I went...
Only nice thing about these switches is that they're the kind that don't make any noise. I do like that, that's for sure.
Oh!
What?
Oh, it's a dressing room off our bedroom.
Oh! Oh, dear. Yeah, I would bet my address on.
Well, find the switch that turns everything on all over the house.
All right, let me see. Just a minute.
Yeah, honestly, what I don't understand is how that...
Maybe the...
What in Sam Hill are you?
Well, I got the wrong switch, apparently. That's the one that turns everything off.
Love of mine. Turn a light on, will you? Turn a light on in the hall here, will you? No, that's the kitchen light. Turn them all on. Turn them all on. Every switch.
Living room, Dan. Dining room.
Oh, hurry up.
Find the hall.
Oh, golly.
Oh, there we are.
Oh.
Well, what happened? Get up off the floor, dear. That's your good suit.
My good suit, yeah. Well, you turned the light off just as I started down the stairs, and not being used to these steps, I missed my footing.
Well, dear, I'm very sorry.
All right. I know it is not your fault. I know.
Come in the dining room. I want you to listen to the fluorescent lights in the built-in cupboard.
Huh?
Come on. You all right?
Oh, I guess so. I don't know. Hit my head on that post coming down.
Oh, dear. Now, listen to these lights.
Those are the... For the love of Mike.
Listen to it.
You mean they go on?
Isn't that terrible? Bad enough when we eat dinner just us, but can you imagine having that racket going on when we have guests?
Well, I don't understand this at all. You can't.
Well, I know fluorescent lights sometimes have a bit of a hum, but I don't think they should sound like this, do you?
I most certainly do not.
Well, I think you better speak to Mr. Dibble when he comes tomorrow. Turn it off. I
am going to talk to Mr. Dibble tonight.
Well, I know, but I think you ought to be here so we can show him what we don't like.
Well, then he can jolly well come back tonight. My gosh, this makes me so mad. You know, it certainly is true that when you're building a house, you have to hang over them every single minute.
I know. Well, let's go and have dinner, and then you call Mr. Dibble.
Now. If there is anything in the blueprint that calls for any 2-foot panel of light switches in the front hall, look at that. Look.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, on top of everything else, it looks absolutely ridiculous.
It just ruins the appearance of that wall. I was planning on having a mirror there with a small table underneath.
Yeah, you heard those fluorescent lights. They sound like a couple of concrete mixers.
Yeah, they do. Noticed that myself.
You noticed it? Well, why didn't you do something about it? You're the builder. Mean to tell me that you sanction any such bit of workmanship?
Well, that's the light.
Well, obviously they're not right.
Nope, I didn't think they were. But that's what come.
What do you mean, that's what come?
What I say, that's what come.
Well, why weren't they sent back?
Well, now, if you recall, we didn't have nothing to do with the lights and the lighting fixtures.
What do you mean?
Well, now, if Mr. Piper here recalls, you were sort of set on getting these things yourself.
Well, I...
What does it mean you got them yourself? You ordered them?
Well, I told you that. George Vance is in the electrical supply business, and he said he'd let me have all the things it costs, so we save money.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes. But they don't like it, you know.
Who doesn't like it?
Subcontractors. After all, when they subcontract do a job, they like to buy the materials themselves.
Well, if he takes the electrical subcontractor, buys them at cost, and charges me full price...
That's right.
Well, then he pockets the difference.
That's right.
Well, why in Sam Hill shouldn't I buy something at cost if I can and pocket the difference myself?
You mean the electrical subcontractor was mad because my husband bought the lighting fixtures himself?
Well, no, wouldn't say he was mad, but he didn't like it. They never do.
Oh, my goodness, if we have a chance to save a little money,
it's the way it goes.
Well, look, I don't care whether the subcontractor is mad or not. I certainly never planned any such panel of switches for the front hall.
Well, did you order a panel like that at all?
Well, I did order a panel of some kind. Yes, I remember now. But it was to be put in the passageway between the garage and the house. That entryway, certainly not in the front hall, was to be put in that entryway so that when we came home, you know, put the car in the garage where we could turn on any light in the house that we wanted to. You know what I mean? Or if we left and saw a light on, we didn't have to run way back, you know. And George Vance talked me into it, and it sounded like a good idea.
But not in the front hall.
It isn't supposed to be in the front hall. Now, look, a mistake has been made, and I want to know how it happened.
Yeah, the only thing I can say, blueprint indicates a panel of switches in the front hall. And here you are, right here. Says so.
But that meant only 2 switches.
Well, it don't say so. Now, they go by the blueprints. When that big panel arrived, guess he figured that's where you wanted it. It says panel. Of course, he don't know different if he ain't told, and you didn't tell us. Just went out and bought them. No, in the long run, it don't save money.
Now, just look here.
Now, you take those fluorescent lights. We knew they was wrong, but you ordered them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want this enormous panel in the front hall. If you take it out, won't it leave a big hole?
Yeah. Of course, means a lot of redoing. Extra expense. But if you want it done, that's up to you. You're the boss.
Well, I must say, I don't really understand all this at all.
Well, I guess your husband here understands, don't you, Miss Piper?
Ah, yes. Oh, yes, I understand all too well.
Now, if I can make a suggestion, you better get hold of this fella, one soldier these things wholesale. Of course, well, when you get stuff wholesale, it's always hard to make adjustments, but you better try. To just tell him them fluorescent lights ain't right. Now, also, a couple of them fixtures are defective. One right there in the kitchen. You want to walk around with me? I'll point out a couple more things I figure you got sort of stung on.
The world tears along at a terrific pace these days. That's why most of us appreciate the broadcasts of CBS News' famous reporters so much. Men like Edward R. Murrow and Lowell Thomas. Murrow and Thomas are both old hands at the news game. They understand trends and recognize patterns in international affairs as well as developments at home. And they're good at imparting their knowledge and understanding to you, too. So Monday through Friday, listen to Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow with the news. You can hear them on most of these same stations.
Hello, hello, Harry. Yeah, Harry, look, I've been trying to get hold of George Vance all evening. Yeah, well, he sold me some electrical supplies at cost about 3 months ago. Now I find some of them are defective, and I want to... Gone out of business?
Gone out of business?
You mean he's... Oh, yeah. Okay,
oh,
Harry. Okay, thanks. Huh? No, no, no. Thanks a lot, anyhow. All right, goodbye. Out of business, and he's left town. Harry doesn't know where.
Oh, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll have to buy new things to replace the defective things after all.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you something. I would not let the subcontractor buy them. Now, listen here. If he is so petty that he deliberately pretends to make mistakes...
Pretends? Look, he made the mistakes. He must have known that we didn't want that panel in the front hall. Yes, it's true that I didn't tell him. All right, but my gosh. Look, we have it so much on our minds that we...
I know.
No. Look, I'll let him buy the new fixtures. I might just as well conform to what's expected of me, the normal procedure in building a house.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The next house we build, we'll know a great deal more about building, dear. We really will.
Yeah. Believe me, sweetheart, this is our first and our last. I will never go through this again. Never.
Oh, honey, look at the moon shining on the lake. Look at that view. Oh, now when the house is finished, honey, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I guess so. Boy, it better be.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Shelley and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door. Thank you.